indeed. You know what it is. 5:30 p.m. on a Monday, which can only mean one thing, ladies and gentlemen. If you're hearing the sound of my voice, that means Talking Belt practice. Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show is on the way. We want to thank you for spending an hour of your evening with the nonsense it is we do around here. And before we get to the show, we want to thank some of our underwriters. Big shout out to North Rim Adventure Sports, offering bicycle sales and rentals, cycling apparel and equipment, and a bicycle service shop. North Rim Adventure Sports features Trek Bicycles, USA, and other brands at 178 East 2nd Street in downtown Chico and at northrimadventure.com. Big, big, big weekend in sports, man. We got a lot to get into. We got three-fifths of the squad in here tonight. So let's have some fun. With no further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Talking Belt practice starts right now.
We talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We're talking about practice. We're talking about practice, man.
We were live there. Your mic was hot, just to let you know.
Still is, baby.
We are talking about practice. That's right, y'all. We are back.
Smellier than ever.
Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. I'm your host, Jarrell. I got my man, co-creator of the show, in the building with me, Derek Isamaki.
Yo, what's good, party people?
And of course, we got the long snapper himself, the lanky legend, John Lucan. What's
a smelly
good?
Nightmare. yeah, sorry about that. Derek is running the boards now. Usually Brad has more capability of muting my mic because he knows my... You know,
your tendencies?
Yeah.
When do you ever do this right now? What are you trying to say right now? Just because you came in and said you guys,
saying,
that's
man,
the very first time you've
I'm
ever come in there hot like that.
I know.
So don't come in here and try to say, oh, Brad knows it. You've never done that before.
Okay, well.
So just say, hey, you rolled the punches right now.
You threw my smelly self under the bus.
No, you did that to yourself right now.
I mean,
comes
hot.
Out of your mouth.
Kansas City.
Whatever you already say right now, when the Mac's in front of you, you assume it's always hot.
Yep.
And it was.
That's a lesson.
And now you didn't even say anything. All you said was something about putting deodorant underneath your pits right now. So please. Yeah. Stop being such a little pansy right now, okay?
I mean, it's gross. Can you smell me from here?
No, I can't.
You want to?
And luckily, the viewers can't either. And they can't see
everyone?
You. Which is the good thing. They can't see you either.
Oh, yeah. I look like I got stung by a bee.
That's right. We're back, baby. make sure you follow us on Instagram. We are live right now. So if you want a behind-the-scenes look at, again, the nonsense it is we do around here.
Or me sweating.
John sweating profusely and moving around and making me uncomfortable. You can go ahead and do that. TBP, not a game. TBP, not a game on Instagram. Make sure you go ahead and do that. We got some contests coming up. We got some giveaways. We got some swag to give away. All sorts of fun stuff. So make sure you follow us there. Follow us. We'll follow you back. Boys, we got a lot to talk about. And I think we should just start in the obvious place. So for those who have been listening to the show for years, especially the ones, the loyal listeners who go way back to the inception of the show, we don't have many rules around here. In fact, we only have one. And that one rule, well, the one rule goes something like this.
Listen up, kids. Don't trust the Falcons.
I've said it once. I'll say it again. You cannot... Under any circumstance, trust the Falcons.
As Jarrell has always said, don't trust Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know, like they have so many issues that Jarrell loves to bring up.
Nice. Yeah, I can't go all season long and say don't trust the Falcons and pick them in the Super Bowl.
that would be great, I feel.
I can't pick Atlanta just because all year long, since I think week 3 or 4, I've been saying don't trust Atlanta on this show. So it's not just that. They have had a history of being untrustworthy. And so until they win the Super Bowl, I'm going to continue to say don't trust the Falcons. And if you're betting out there, take New England. Your Atlanta Falcons, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh man, it's just the Atlanta. Oh, I'm so sorry, Atlanta. You know.
I'm not.
Stick with your peaches.
Listen to me now. Believe me, later on. That's right. That rule's been in place since we started the show. And I discussed the history as to why not to trust the Falcons on last week's show. And man, did I didn't expect when we did last week's show that we would be starting this week's show clowning the Atlanta Falcons once again.
Man.
However, when you blow a 16-point lead in the fourth quarter and you have, once again, a 98.6 percent chance to win the game, and you blow it to Big Dick Cheney Nick because Mitch had to sit down, and the Chicago Bears, who have been an absolute joke this past decade, yeah, we got to clown you. So Derek came up with a brilliant idea yesterday of, let's start the show tomorrow with things that we trust more than the Atlanta Falcons. So I think it's only right. Derek, you want to start us off there?
Yes. I trust Bill Cosby as a bartender more than I trust the Atlanta Falcons.
Coming out with heat.
Okay, that tops literally every one of mine. I had
seriously. No, it tops everything but one. But yeah, that is a heavy hitter coming out.
I had a Bill Cosby joke, but yours was better, so I'm glad.
Bill Cosby as a bartender? Sign me up. I'm not into hot beverages, but
I'm usually into forgetting my night, so I'm all for it.
Yeah, but that's voluntary.
I'm voluntarily drinking that drink from him, so I know what I'm getting myself.
Which is more reliable than the Falcons.
Yes.
Holding
exactly.
The lead.
I trust Bill Clinton telling us that he did not have sexual relations with that woman more than I trust Atlanta Falcons.
Well, okay. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. That's, I mean, obviously.
Who
you trust the Clintons, right?
Yeah, they seem like upstanding citizens.
Yeah, I mean, I would trust a Las Vegas stripper telling me that she loved me more than the Atlanta Falcons.
That's a very good one. That's actually
happened to me before.
Yeah. What stripper hasn't told you they love
you? I mean, we're
you?
Still pen pals. Big deal.
Pen pals. Last used in 1996. When they actually used mail back then.
Oh, no. Yeah. Carrier pigeons.
Yep.
Let's see. Thing I trust more than the Falcons. My farts after Taco Bell.
And with saying that, that's crazy because the line is you can never trust a fart, period.
Period.
And the fact after Taco Bell.
After Taco Bell.
More than the Falcons. More.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's a good one.
That's valid.
I trust Bernie Madoff calling me with an investment opportunity that only I can get in on more than I trust the Atlanta Falcons.
Pyramid scheme.
Hey, man, you gotta get to the top somehow.
Yeah, I mean, the Atlanta Falcons, you can't trust them. I would trust a drink from a man in white Oakleys at a bar more than I would trust the Atlanta Falcons.
I trust yellow snow more than I trust the Atlanta Falcons.
I trust advice coming from a man in an affliction shirt in present day more than I trust the Atlanta Falcons.
Wow. You know what? The Atlanta Falcons don't trust you. I trust my father more than I trust the Atlanta Falcons. I don't know if you guys have been listening to this show, but he's fair weather.
I trust John's dad more than I trust the Atlanta Falcons.
I concur. If we're going to beat up on John's life, then I'm going to jump in here and say I trust John's ex more than I trust the Atlanta Falcons.
There you go.
I mean, yeah. I still trust her.
I wasn't talking about that one.
Oh, not that one.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, yeah, the other one. For sure.
You got any? Or have we
exhausted it? Is there any more?
Are we beating a dead horse at this point? Yeah. You got any gems?
I trust sweaty cheese more than I trust the Atlanta Falcons.
Sweaty cheese, huh?
Yeah. I mean, that's just a telltale sign that it's bad, but
yeah.
I'm going to still go with it. I trust that more.
You know what?
That was just off the cuff, boys. Yeah. You're welcome.
I got one. I trust a sniff test of boxers more than I trust.
Who sniffs boxers? What, are you a creep?
No, you just do it. What? Do a quick little...
Your girlfriend's wearing boxers?
No, I'm talking about my own.
You sniff your own?
Yeah, sometimes.
I do a sniff test on my shirts.
You didn't know if you... Yeah, like, yeah, I do a sniff test on the shirt for sure.
Boxers are usually like,
wait,
did
I wear this already?
No.
Yeah.
Wait,
skin marks. Wait,
what? I don't have that.
You got to lay off the Taco Bell, dude.
Again, trust it more.
Oh, all right. I think we've driven this show right into the gutter, so we'll go ahead and do our best.
Don't trust the Falcons.
Do not trust the Falcons under any circumstances. I think we've covered the terrain here. Yeah,
I think so.
I have a whole list on my phone, but we're using my phone to go live on IG. And again, follow us, TBP, not a game. What up? Let's move on. So this is Overreaction Monday, and we're going to get to hoop that apparently Derek doesn't care about his team being in the finals, which is so bizarre to me. But we'll get there.
Is
we'll get
it,
there.
Though?
No, we're going to get there because I have a theory on it. We'll get to that. But let's stay with football because it is a Monday, and that's what we do Mondays during the football season, even though the finals were determined over the weekend.
Doesn't matter. Football's better. Tiger's back.
Okay. So we're going to stay with football, and we're going to overreact to everything that happened yesterday. And by everything, we're going to pick a handful of things to overreact to. New England continues to look impressive.
No. Backtrack. Cam Newton keeps looking impressive. This dude is ridiculous. Everyone's talking about Russell Wilson for MVP. No one is talking about Cam Newton. This dude, through three games, is carrying that team. Like, yeah, Bill Belichick, everyone wants to give him the praise for game planning and all that kind of stuff for coaching. Cam Newton has come out of the gates on a minimum salary to prove everything to everyone and is doing it.
And again, people, we told you last week, Cam Newton right now plus 3,000 for MVP. I don't know what it is now, but that's what it was as of last Monday. Hop on that. Really feel that is great value forward.
I mean, Russell Wilson's probably going to win it, but that's great value.
This has got to be still driving you crazy, does it not, Derek, to know that you guys gave him up for nothing?
I mean, yeah. Still can't, don't understand what Carolina was thinking when they did that. You got Teddy Two Love for him. He finally got his first win. And again, it's just, the Panthers are making it difficult for me to still like y'all for the ineptitude that is your front office.
Yeah, and I don't blame you.
Especially now that Christian McCaffrey's out. I mean, is it even fun to watch?
I mean, I don't watch him. So.
I know.
Well, granted, I wouldn't watch anyway if he was there. So it's all,
He's a fan, though.
Yeah. Big time Carolina Panthers fan.
I'm the only one so,
That's fair.
No, that's a lie. Yeah. Jimmy, shout out to Jimmy Nair, my boy Jimmy, that you guys are like the exact same person.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
The contrarian types. Yeah, he's also a Panthers fan and a Dodger and a Laker fan. You guys are literally spitting image of each other.
Oh, my God.
You're a little bit more fit.
If they hung out a bit more, they'd kill each other because there could only be one.
I don't know, though. I think it would just be like a two-head. Like, what's the three-headed dog in mythology? He's like Sybaris. You guys are like Sybaris, but without the other head.
Are you just pulling words out of your ass right now?
No,
just saying, yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
Sybaris, right?
Yeah.
Sybaris? Where's Brad when you name him? Sybaris is the three-headed dog from Hades' pet.
Polyphasis. Yeah. That's his owner was Polyphasis.
No, it's Sybaris.
And then Hephaestus was his wife.
No, it's Sybaris. Is it not? The three-headed dog.
It is Cerberus.
Cerberus. Whatever. I got it right.
Hubris was also their son.
That's pretty close. Three-headed dog.
Anyway, let's...
Carolina Panthers.
Two birds in the bush. We'll just keep it pushing because, we've covered this.
I mean, the Niners got to win with a Triple A club at best.
We got a franchise quarterback, y'all.
Mullins?
Yes. Nick Mullins. Nicky Jesus. Not nearly as good looking as Jimmy G, but his game was on point this weekend.
Throwing the scrubs.
After everyone counted him out, and I didn't. I thought we were actually going to win this game because I don't think the Giants are very good, and I think we need to...
They don't have Saquon Barkley. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
It's worse than the Panthers not having Christian McCaffrey.
Sure.
Yeah.
Whoa, I wouldn't put it that
far.
Yeah,
because Christian McCaffrey does more out of, like, catching...
Like, he does everything. Saying, like, he runs the ball, he catches the ball, he takes your daughter to dinner, and brings her home at the right time.
And Saquon's the only one that gets some touchdowns.
Yeah, well...
That's fair.
He's out for the season.
I'm just saying, there's nobody else on the Giants. Okay,
the Giants aren't good.
Teddy Two Glove.
And the injured Niners have got their two wins over the pathetic Jets.
They have a tough schedule coming up. I mean, they play the Eagles tomorrow. Sorry, Jordan. That was pathetic.
Sunday night, right?
Yeah. Thursday night. No, Sunday night.
Sunday night. Their schedule gets much tougher, and they're playing in, I think, what is hands down the toughest division in the NFL 100%. Right now.
It is, yeah.
So we'll see how that goes.
10-3 to start the season.
I think what is always, it's hard to tell how good these quarterbacks are that play under Kyle Shanahan, because as I put in the rundown, Matt Ryan last looked competent under Kyle Shanahan. As a matter of fact, he had the MVP season under Kyle Shanahan and looked awesome that entire season until the last half of the last game of that year when they blew a 28-3 lead against New England. Because why? Don't trust the Falcons. Actually, let's go back to this for a second. For the two of you listening right now that are Atlanta Falcons fans, why? You know what? Let's expand that. Detroit Lions fans, I'm looking at you, Cuzzo Chase.
Don't even start.
Why do y'all sign up for this misery? I've never understood fans of sorry teams. Now, I was a fan of a sorry team.
You were a fan of the Warriors.
Yeah.
For 20 years.
But it paid off.
That's okay. What everyone else is
that's
hoping
what
for.
They're hoping for.
That's what everybody is hoping for. That's how you become a fan.
Yeah, yeah. I was getting ready to jump off the train, though. Yeah. They saved me. That Steph Curry traffic really saved my
honestly, if I'm being real, I was more upset when they got rid of Monte Ellis and kept Steph Curry. I didn't even know who the kid was. I was upset.
Were you?
Yeah, I wanted to keep Monte.
I mean, yeah, I think a lot of us were pretty loyal to Monte. He went through some tough times with us, and we had 06.
Yeah.
The We Believe Warriors, and then we missed the next season after winning 48 games.
The Niners with Shanahan has shown you, though, that it is a plug-and-play system.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You don't – and I don't know if this is great for the NFL or bad for the NFL because you're seeing a lot of these running backs. Melvin Gordon just signed with the Broncos. There's a bunch of big-name running backs that are in their prime that are signing tiny, tiny deals. Because time and time again, these offensive coordinators have showed you that we don't need one Emmitt Smith. We don't need a Terrell Davis. We just need three decent running backs or two decent receivers and a quarterback that can not be afraid of footsteps and will make it to the playoffs.
The Niners were playing in that second half. Wilson Jr., who is their fourth running back on their depth chart, got pulled up from the practice squad. And he had, 35-yard touchdown? I mean, that system, you see it constantly in a Shanahan offense. You saw it last week in the first play of the game when Mostert runs 80 yards untouched. I mean, this is, they have these wide-open lanes that just equate to success for that team. And so I just wonder how much of it is the quarterback, how much of it is the system. And this is why I was upset when we paid Jimmy G all that money. I didn't know that he was necessarily worth it. I will say, I can't really hate on Jimmy G too tough because he was playing really well in that first half before he got injured. He looked really good after I clowned him the week before, so I do need to acknowledge that. But
right. And he tried to play through the injury.
He did.
You know, I give him props. Any player besides a concussion that tries to play through, hats off.
Shouts to you, yeah. But again, remember, so Matt Ryan had his MVP season. Remember RG3 when he took the league by storm? That was under Kyle Shanahan.
Wow, that was.
Yeah, it was.
Wow.
So that's the what makes it hard to evaluate quarterbacks under Shanahan. I have no idea how good these guys actually are. But it doesn't matter. As long as we have Shanahan, we should be all right.
Yeah.
Do you guys think the Niners have a chance at making the playoffs this year?
I think they do just because the NFC has been kind of struggling a little bit, obviously besides the NFC West. But, I mean, to make it out of that division, you have – you know, the Rams obviously playing really well. You have, you know, the Seahawks, who I think are the front runner to win that division and maybe even the Super Bowl. And then you have the Arizona Cardinals that, short of this week, screw you, Arizona.
We'll talk about that.
Short of this week, Arizona has looked really, really good, you know, defense and offense side of the ball. So I would be, with all their injuries, I would be really impressed to see the Niners in that division make a playoff run, because you have divisions that obviously the AFC West, you know, you know that the Kansas City Chiefs are going to be there at the end.
Yeah.
But is it, you know, can the Broncos or the Raiders or the Chargers, you know, get enough games to sneak in on that wild card for the AFC? You know, that's pretty much what the other three teams are playing for, and I feel like that is what the Niners now are with all these injuries. At first it was, we have to, you know, we have two games against the Seahawks, we have to at least beat them once, and we're going to maybe take the division.
Yeah,
with all these injuries, I would be really impressed to see them make the playoffs.
I mean, the Niners lost their two best defensive linemen last week. So,
yeah, and linebackers. I mean, quarterback, two running backs, a receiver. I mean, they have 17.
Out.
They have two of your. You have your third string tight end in right now. I mean, you have Jordan Reed and Kittle out.
Yeah,
you know, so we have
our two best running backs out.
But I mean, this is the thing. It's one of those kind of years where if they can kind of weather the storm for the next 5-6 weeks You know, towards the back end of the season, if all these dudes come back healthy and you're still in the race, at least for a wild card or even for the division, I mean, watch out.
Yeah.
But it's this 6 week, kind of 7 week gap is where we're going to see, you know?
It's going to be interesting. We'll get back into football in a little bit, but let's talk about some gambling.
Should we?
Yeah, let's. Am I up?
Let's, yeah.
Yeah, we should talk about gambling. Why don't we talk about how well we did this week?
I'm trying. I'm trying.
Gambling.
I don't know what's happening.
Gambling would be sick. So, we took a lot of bets this week.
Yeah, gambling. How'd it go?
Yeah, it went really well. Where's my money? It didn't go really well, to be honest.
In your bank account.
Oh,
it was on the other side of your board.
You're gonna give me was it? That's where's not, my money, I don't know what's man? Happening.
Okay, well, let's go. Betty. In your face.
You know my name, so give me my money.
All right. All right. Betting vocab word of the day is tilt. Some of you don't know what this word means. Some of you do. And if you do, happy you're a degenerate just like I am. Tilt. It's a word for those degenerates that have everything going for them. Just their bankroll's about to blow up. You're about to call your ex-girlfriend and take her on a date. Not me, personally, but, you know, that's how much confidence you would have. And then it doesn't work out. And everything falters. And you have no money in your bank account. And you go on this thing called tilt, where you reload your bank account and you put more money in. And you bet on things that you would never bet on just to get back to where you are. I did that this weekend.
Oh.
Yeah. And we're still alive, though, on the reload. Keep in mind, we're alive on the reload. We did a 9-team parlay this week, you guys. 9-team. $40 would have won us $20,000. I mean, the odds of winning that is like 16 billion to one. But we were close. We were so close. So close. We had Rams cover. Tampa Bay covered. The Colts minus 11.5 covered. We had the Packers and the over cover. We had the Arizona Cardinals just to win the game against the Detroit Lions. And what did they do? Throw 3 interceptions and lose in the last 4 seconds of the game to really, really ruin my Sunday. So what did I do? I reloaded. Did a 4-teamer. Retook the Packers. Retook the over. Retook the Chiefs and the over. And I'm really hoping tonight, Monday night, is going to be my saving grace for this week. Because other than that, we lost a lot of money this week, boys.
Mm.
Not great. Not great. And one thing I do want to apologize in this. Last year, you know, I was really heavy in college football. This year, I have found out that college football is a lot trickier than I anticipated. Just being with COVID and all these other non-conference games not being scheduled. You're going to have an in-conference games. No fans. You know, going into Death Valleys for Clemson or LSU's. I mean, we saw LSU lose to Mississippi State this week, 44-34, at home. That would never happen with the fans there. Nothing with that Tiger band going.
Mm.
But it happened. And so I've been a little reluctant this year on college football, but I promise you, listeners, that I will get back on that horse, and we'll get back in the race for college football this week. And I guarantee you, I will have you some picks this week. Other than that, NFL, I'm feeling really confident about. We have next week coming up, so look out for picks that we're going. I've gotten Jarrow into it. Jarrow is literally texting me on Saturday nights. What are our picks? What are our picks? Can I get? Honestly, I tell you, with the listeners listening, get your own account, dude.
No,
get your own account.
No.
Get your own account.
I'm not to be trusted.
All right. Well, neither am I. So, reload is the name of the game. That's the Aesop Fable story of the degeneracy today. Just reload. Don't be afraid. Get back in there. Get back in the game. Throw a couple swings. You never know what could happen. We'll be back.
There you have it, people. The name of the game is reload. You have a bad week, so reload. Am I right?
Right.
That's right. That's right, y'all. You are listening to FM 90.1 KZFR Chico. We are listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. So, I want to do a little PSA here. As of 10 a.m. this morning, evacuation order or evacuation warnings are in effect for Highway 162 south of Whispering Chapel Lane, the communities of Feather Falls, Forbestown, Clipper Mills, and the remaining areas of South Oroville. The area of Broken Springs Road south of Ponderosa Reservoir will be reduced from an evacuation order to an evacuation warning and will be restricted to residents only until 10 a.m. tomorrow with proof of residency. Citizens in the area may return to their homes but are advised to remain alert to further updates and orders.
Stay safe, y'all.
Yeah, I know we're going through this again as we do in this part of the world this time of year. And it sucks, and my heart goes out to everyone impacted by the fires. This is all too familiar to everyone around here. And then from that, we will naturally transition to shouting out our underwriters and our people over at Pullen Cyclery, providing self-propelled transportation and non-polluting recreation. Pullens has been serving the Chico community since 1918 at 801 Main Street in downtown Chico. They can be reached at 342-1055. So once again, thank you to North Rim Adventure Sports. Thank you to Pullen Cyclery. We appreciate all the love and the support. Speaking of love and support, you could do the same. Make sure you download Talking About Practice wherever you get your podcasts. Rate and review us. It really, really, really helps us out.
Cardi and Cola, and do it.
Also, make sure you follow us at TBP, not a game, on Instagram. Other than that, I think it's time to update you guys on the news, and then we will get our foreign correspondent in here. So, with no further ado, Derek, whenever you are ready, sir.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news, breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
That is right, y'all. Time for the news. Now, I'm always out there scouring the internet, seeing what news is out there that's worthy of your guys' time. And by that, I mean what wastes your time the most. So, here we go. Now, for those of you out there that are fans of the old hiking, being out in nature, seeing the wonders that is green, that is not man-made, you know? Just out there. Being in nature, it's nice. There are people out there that love it. There's some that love it too much. When I say they love it too much, is they try to help out on nature in certain ways that they shouldn't. One of those ways is by feeding the wildlife. Now, those of you out there who are the loyal listeners, which there's probably like one or two of you out there who may remember this, but I've mentioned before how I despise people that feed wildlife animals. How I think that people that do that deserve to have that wildlife animal attack them, them get rabies, and then suffer a brutal and awful death because they decided to put their finger in to the circle of life where it doesn't belong. So, see, what you do when you do that is you create these animals who no longer have a fear of us, and they should have a fear of us, a proper fear of us. We don't need to interact with them on a close basis. I can see that squirrel just fine 20 feet away as I can 5 feet away. I don't need to get that close and personal with the animals. Why? Because there should be a boundaries between us. There's some things on them that I don't want, and vice versa. And when you decide to, hey, get a better picture of that animal by bringing it super up close, and you think it's so cute because you feed it food, you are the problem. So, when a father and son are off and hiking about over in the great forest just north of San Francisco, they run into a wild pack of kangaroos. Wow. Raccoons! Couple of bandits out there. When I say pack, I mean 14 GD coons out there, raccoons on the prowl. Why? Because lately, they've gotten so used to you losers out there who feed them on a consistent basis that they're striped for food. And when they see people coming, they no longer have the fear of people because you have been so willy-nilly giving them food when you shouldn't be.
They also have opposable thumbs.
That has nothing to do with this story.
It's scary.
So, with his father and son are run up upon by 14 raccoons, what do? Yeah, they gotta feed into the masses. Luckily, they had some snacks that they were able to shoo away and us perpetuating the cycle that has been created by you fools out there needing to feed wildlife.
Did the kid get eaten or kidnapped or something?
No,
or?
Just 14 raccoons roll up on you right now. That's scary. 14.
Yeah, because they have opposable thumbs.
Gang, gang.
Grab your ankles. Open car doors.
Keeping it pushing right now. Now, there are obviously in these times of mask wearing, you see a plethora of masks being used. And you actually oftentimes see no mask being used. It's always interesting to see what people feel is worthy enough to cover their face. What they think is going to be the best way to prevent them from catching that coronavirus. Now, a man over in Manchester, that's in England for all of you, was riding around on the bus when one of the passengers noticed that his mask looked a little weird. Not the typical mask you'd see, not a bandana or a medical covering. This one is actually more like snakeskin, kind of cool little bandana going on.
Or like the cool one I have, shout out to Caribbean Dance Radio.
That too. But as this passenger was examining this mask even further, started to realize that the mask, not the person, was moving. And that snake skin was an actual snake wrapped around said man's face as his form of a mask. Now, obviously,
that's assault, brother.
I mean, that's honestly a great way, I feel, to make sure that you got 6 feet distance between people, or at least 2 meters, as they say over in England. I mean, you have a snake around your neck, I'm going to stay a lot more than 2 meters away from you. I can tell you that. Like, that's like cross the street. Mm-hmm. Maybe go down around a corner and hopefully never see you again type of situation. So, guys, if you're out there rocking a mask, make sure it's proper and not alive and can't actually roll off your face and possibly climb onto somebody else. I don't need that type of mask in my life. And neither do you. All right. Now,
that's why I don't take the bus.
I was going to go down this road because it tickled my fancy. And I still want to go down this road because it's, as brutal as it sounds fantastic as you read the headline. Heavy machinery kills woman lying on the California beach. Wow. Oof. Gotta do it, guys. Sorry. Has to. So, careful, y'all, where you sleep, okay? Because it might bite you. And by bite you, I mean roll over you. So, a woman laying over on the beach in Oceanside, California, in the morning, which, again, that's kind of early. 10 a.m. in the morning. That's
it's not that early.
Not that early, no. Hey, gotta give it to you. Now, the woman being in her, what they police say to be in her 40s or 50s, fully clothed at the time, no identification on her, was just lying on the beach when there was a tractor going by. Did not see said woman and did what it had to do.
How awful. Oh, my God.
Now, it is assumed that this woman most likely was homeless, being on the beach, being fully clothed in the situation that she was, and again, no identification on her. But still, careful where you lie down, guys. Like, make sure you're not in somebody's bath.
Like, we doing like a roller here, or is this like a like tracks? You know, on it, like
tracks.
Like what kind of tractor?
We're talking like talking tank about? Tracks. You know,
like tank tracks.
Yeah,
not like
yeah.
the not like the asphalt rollers.
Not a roller. No.
Okay.
I mean, it's can't. I don't think you can get that through the sand.
Who knows?
I'm pretty sure you can't. Mm-hmm. Physics will tell you otherwise. Okay. All right, y'all, and that is the news.
Thank you very much, sir.
It's a hell of a way to go out.
I mean, if you're sleeping, you don't even know. So it's actually probably the best way to go out. Just straight to the point.
Nice and morbid to end your news segment. All right. So hopefully,
it's all coming for us all, guys. It's all coming for us.
Hopefully your sister can bring the show back into a more positive, brighter direction. And we are joined now by our foreign correspondent, Aaron Isamaki. Wait, are you still in Isamaki?
No, not legally.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I knew you. I mean, obviously, we know you're married. I don't know, because, you know, 2020, people are switching it up nowadays. And
you're a progressive woman.
Yeah, so I didn't know.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, so we'll just refer to you as our foreign correspondent, Aaron.
You can do Aaron Isimaki. It's not a big deal.
What's your last name, Aaron?
New last name is Whitson.
Whitson. All right, we'll go with that now.
What is your social security number?
4-6
This is not an Apple commercial.
All right, Aaron. So this past weekend, we had both UFC and hockey.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
For both, actually.
So which one do you want to start with? You tell us, and we'll go down that path with you.
I vote we start with hockey, since there is a game happening right now.
Let's do it.
Last I checked, Tampa Bay was leading at the end of the first period. So the current score right now, the score for the game right now is 1-0. Tampa Bay is leading the series 3-1.
It's actually 3-2 right now.
Oh, 3-2. I'm sorry. You're right. Because on Saturday night, Dallas won in double overtime.
Yep.
They also played on Friday when Tampa Bay won in overtime. So these games have been getting pretty exciting.
Let me ask you, I had an observation while watching the game the other night, and hockey, for whatever reason, out of all the sports, I miss the fans the most watching the NHL. Have you experienced it the same way, or has it not bothered you nearly as much?
I mean, it feels weird, and I don't know if it's worse than NBA or the NFL without fans. It's all fairly strange.
For sure. I don't know what it is. I think just the playoff atmosphere
with
that, without
fans
banging on the glass. We know how crazy the NHL fans are. So it's just, for whatever reason, that was the one sport that I've watched that it was... It really kind of got to me, because I got used to the bubble, you know. The bubble became normal. Football doesn't bother me nearly as much, because in the sight lines, you're not seeing much of the crowd in many of the shots anyway. You do miss the crowd in, like, you know, a game like last night in Sunday Night Football in New Orleans, when Green Bay's driving and not having that crowd just absolutely erupting and trying to, you know, throw Green Bay off. And Green Bay was able to take advantage of that last night by getting the defense to, with a hard count, getting the defense to jump. But I've noticed in hockey in particular that it's very noticeable. So again, hopefully we get fans back really soon here. But when it comes to the actual Stanley Cup, we have tonight. Do you think the Lightning will close it out tonight, or do you think we're going to be facing a Game 7?
I think Tampa Bay is going to close it out tonight. On Saturday, I think they were pretty disappointed in themselves, because the Stars ended up tying the game with 6:45 to go, and then they won in double overtime. And the Stars goalie he's kind of hot and cold. In two games, he allowed 5 goals each. And then game 5, he had 29 saves, or he had 39 saves. So, you know, if their goalie isn't hot, I think Tampa Bay is going to take it tonight. So
there you have it, people.
Yeah, I think it's been a big deal, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's been a big deal, though, for Tampa Bay to get Stamkos back. I mean, they're kind of their leading kind of offensive guy and the captain on their squad. He just kind of came back this series, right?
Well, he did, but he only played 3 minutes, and he's out officially.
He is.
They announced early this morning, he's done.
Put your money on the Dallas Stars.
So not a big deal that he's back.
I would say, Put your money on the Dallas Stars. Maybe you don't want to talk anything
about your money on the Dallas Stars. Yeah. Pavelski's going to pull
through.
Shut the
puck up, John, okay?
All right.
Oh, Lord.
What do you have for us on UFC? I know there's a big fight this weekend. I don't know dude's name. I for whatever reason.
Stringbean.
Homie came out with the sickest dance moves before a fight I've ever seen.
Choreographed.
Yeah. Choreographed dance moves before the fight. Wins the belt and then dances after. Just the dancing never really stopped. Tell us a little bit about this past weekend's fights.
Yeah, that would be Israel Stylebender Adesanya, who was fighting Paulo Costa. Both came into the fight undefeated, and they were fighting for the middleweight belt. Yeah, and Israel and his dance moves, you know, I'm surprised that he didn't gas out with, you know, what was going on there. But mad props to him. It was a pretty uneven fight. Israel just pounded Paulo Costa just unrelentingly. He ended up winning with a TKO in the second round. So it wasn't much of a fight, even though, you know, people were hoping it was going to be more of a contest. But Israel is now 20-0, and John Bones Jones called him out today because Israel claims he is not ready to fight Jones. And Jones says he needs to stop being a female cat.
All right.
Now, I mean, and see, I don't. Did you see the interview post fight with the win? I mean, he is what, middleweight, so he would have to move up a weight class to fight John Bones Jones. But do, I mean, seeing his interview and just seeing him like just not give a hoot and swear on national television and how everyone called him skinny and all this kind of stuff. I'm riding for this guy. You know, as a fellow skinny tall man myself. I'm riding for this guy. Do you see this guy being kind of the next Conor McGregor or the next, you know, big kind of thing for the UFC to promote?
Yeah, I would definitely say, you know, Jones is getting old. He's not a young man anymore. And Israel
cocaine will do that to
young.
You.
So I could definitely see him being the new face for the UFC. And Jones made a pretty good fight. You know, this kid is young. He's really young, and he just kind of wants the bravado of not losing a fight. Because Jones went up and down weights all the time.
Right.
So, yeah, it'll be fun. It would be very fun to see, you know, Israel fight John Jones.
Now, before you get out of here, your Lakers are in the finals. Congrats.
Right.
Congrats to you. Your brother doesn't seem to be excited. What is your level of excitement?
Because he knows the Heat are going to take it in six.
Yeah. Derek, I mean, that's kind of Derek par for the course. You know, he kind of does this thing where he
well, hold on. You mean Derek's bogey for the course.
Pretending. He's sort of a terrible person, so you can't really trust him. But it's been 10 years since they've been in the finals, and I cannot overstate how excited I am to see them win another title, because there's no way that they are losing to Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat. What a great storyline.
I mean, that's what the Bucks said.
Storyline, LeBron playing the Heat. I think it's so much hype. I'm so excited.
It is going to be fun. I will tell you that your brother did mention to us that he doesn't care at all that the Lakers are in the finals while wearing a Lakers hat. So,
yeah, he's a terrible person. Like, you know, you can't do much about that.
You want to...
Do you have anything
to say?
No.
No, she's right.
All right, Aaron. Well, good luck to you and your Lakers, and we will chat with you next week. Thank you, as always, for being on with us.
Sounds good.
Heat and seven. Tigers back.
Oh, God. That was.
You need to do a better job of like realizing when to stop talking, John. Like, my goodness. You talk over people all the time.
You control my
life.
You
shut up. My gosh, she's talking. She's our guest on the show. Let me just talk over her all the time. My goodness. Learn what you're doing out there. Pathetic.
You can
you know what? Shut up yourself. You can control yourself too. Shaws, keep your mouth closed. My goodness.
It's hard for me to do.
So Derek, let's talk about it. What's your deal? Why aren't you this excited about your Lakers winning a title? Potentially winning a title.
Again, just I don't know. Just nothing about it. I really didn't feel anything. I just didn't really care anymore. I mean, one of them being is I don't like LeBron James. Like, sure, he's a good dude, but I honestly just think the dude's a loser. And, like, I just, like, hate the fact that he's, like, my team. Like, he's leading my team. I don't want him on my team. Yeah, he's great and, like, fantastic, yeah. But I'm not going to start Dick Cheney riding this dude to the finals. I don't want to. He's, like, his whole persona about him that he puts out there, just such a loser to me. I'm sorry. I just, something that's so unattractive, and I just, like, want zero part of him on my team. So I just don't like LeBron James, and he's going to be the one doing it. So the moment he came out of the Lakers, I was like, eh, good for them. They got the guy they're supposed to get. But I can't wait till he's off.
Is some of that the bubble, do you think? Like, not having, like, the
No, it's always just been... It's always just been... No, it's always just been LeBron James.
I mean, it's Kobe's year, though. You know
I don't.
I mean?
I honestly don't want them to win. I don't think... Just because, like, his whole, him taking on that crown, too, is such like, I feel BS like, bogus right there. You are not Mr. LA. You are not Kobe's person in any way. You and Kobe did not get along when you're all playing in the league. Sure, you might have idolized him when you were growing up, but you all went out of each other. And now you're taking on this crown, like, oh, I play for the Lakers now. I'm going to take on Kobe's crown. No, take your own crown, my man. You take your high horse and shove it where the good Lord don't want to see it, okay?
Yeah.
Because I'm just tired of LeBron James. I really am. I just, we might win a championship, but so what?
I feel like Derek's in the realm where, like, it's almost like a Babe Ruth, where, like, Kobe's gone and he would rather see the Lakers never go back to that championship because of, like, a Kobe curse.
I think he just doesn't like LeBron.
I mean, if you get some homegrown talent and, like, it's a fun team, then sure, I'll maybe take it on. But, yeah, I mean, a big of it is, like, LeBron came on to it. And I was just like, okay.
I will say, I love LeBron. I have LeBron sneakers on right now. I do think he does some things that are just... I said it the other night when he was sitting on the floor after they won game five and we're headed to the championship. Or was it game six?
Game six.
Game six, thank you. And are headed to the championship. And I said, I was like, only LeBron can figure out how to make it all about him whilst not making it about him. Because they won this championship, or they won the conference title. They're going to play in the finals in the year that Kobe passed. And instead of celebrating with his teammates, he sat there with his slides and kind of stared off into the distance. And when asked about it, he was like, you know, I was just thinking about, you know, all the people I'm doing this for. I'm thinking about our next opponent. You could do that after in the locker room. You're in a bubble. You can go back to your presidential suite and do it there. I just thought it was so look at me, and I'm just focused, and we have nothing to be excited about because we didn't win. And he's doing the whole Kobe, why aren't you smiling? What's there to smile about? Series over? It ain't over. And I thought he was just trying to emulate that. And it just, that kind of rubbed me the wrong way, because all these other young cats on his team are thrilled to get a chance to win a title. And it's like, look, I know you could be business as usual, but there's nothing wrong with smiling and dapping your teammates up and saying, yo, we did this together. We're in a bubble. We don't want to be here any longer than we need to be, but we're here because we are on a business trip and we're trying to win this title. You could do all that, but there's nothing wrong with showing a little bit of enthusiasm. Literally, Derek is more excited about the chances of the Lakers winning a title than LeBron seemed to be the other night. So from that perspective, I could understand. I could understand where Derek's coming from. Yes, sir.
Game one, line has been set.
Yeah,
+5 for the Miami Heat in game one. Over/under 217.5.
Yeah, I don't like that number. The over/under. I think these games are going to be more low scoring.
Yeah, with no fans, there's not going to be a lot of, like, heavy runs that we've seen.
Yeah,
but
the only thing that's difficult to predict is the shooting's been so great in the bubble. They keep talking about these NBA, these sight lines in the bubble. That's kind of hard to really grasp, like, you know, how's the shooting going to be? But the Lakers are a streaky shooting three-point team at best. So I do see the series going 5 or 6, but I don't think it's going to go 7. I do think the Heat have what it takes to upset the Lakers, but I don't think it's going to happen.
You have been on the Heat's bandwagon. You've been on the Heat's Dick Cheney for so long.
I know. I love the Heat so much.
And
I was saying,
now you're jumping off.
I was saying
now
all,
you're a coward and jumping off.
I was
off.
Saying before the bubble started that take the Heat +5,500 to win the finals. It's just so hard for me to go against this Kobe storyline.
Stop being a coward.
All right. I'm taking the Heat in 7. Does that make me more of a coward to get pushed off my...
Yeah, especially when you said it's not going to go 7, it's going to go 5 or 6. Yeah, now it just went 7 when you just got pushed into
it. So, ladies and gentlemen, I have no conviction behind anything I'm saying. Take the Heat in 7, take the Lakers in 6. That's how about I'll put it like that. The Lakers are going to win in 6.
If they don't, and it goes to game 7...
The Heat will win game 7. There you have it.
Cover your bases right now. That's all you got to do.
I think this is going to be a really, really good series. A lot of people are saying, you know, oh, it's you know, you see Stephen A. Smith this morning and all that kind of stuff on ESPN saying, oh, if the Lakers don't win it, it's going to be such a fallout like we were going to say against the Clippers and all this stuff. The Heat have proven in this bubble that they are a team, not only their starting five, but their bench. They have depth. And I'm really interested to see how they play You know, the big guys in Anthony Davis and even JaVale McGee, you know, those kind of guys, how the Heat are going to kind of combat those, because they don't really have a lot of height except for maybe Kelly Olynyk. But they do have shooters, and they're good, man. They're really good.
The Heat are the better team, so I wouldn't say it wouldn't be shocking if the Heat won. The Lakers just have the better players.
The Heat are the better team, but you don't want to take the Heat unless it's game seven.
If you're taking the best 10 players, your first out of both teams, your first two players are LeBron and Anthony Davis. After that, everyone is on the Heat. You're taking You know, I would take Bam over anyone on the Lakers besides the two guys I just named. I would take Jimmy Butler over any of those guys. At this point, I'm taking Tyler Hero over any
of those
guys.
Maybe even Duncan Robinson.
For a shooting, I'm taking him over any of those guys. You know, I'm taking Goran Dragic over any Lakers players. So I just think the Heat are the better team, but the Lakers obviously have the best two players in this matchup, which is going to make this matchup really interesting. And man, if the Heat can pull this off, Pat Riley is walking off into the sunset. I think he's done. He's retiring. Because I don't think there is anything that would be more satisfying to Pat Riley than 6 years later, after LeBron screwed him over and said he was staying and then left and made Pat Riley fly all the way to Vegas just to tell him, yeah, no, I'm not re-signing, and barely giving him the time of day while he's sitting there watching World Cup matches and wasting Pat Riley's time. I don't think there's anything that Pat Riley would enjoy more.
Besides sucking someone's neck because he's a vampire.
That was tough. That was really bad.
I really miss Brad.
Yeah. And we can't even default and make fun of Brad in times like this.
I know. I'm sorry, you guys.
It's okay.
I'll be better.
Did you at least enjoy Boston losing?
Yeah, I mean, I said that never want to see Boston enjoy any good time. So, yeah, of course, there's always, like, yeah, I mean, we picked the Heat from the get-go. I think from before this playoffs even started, we all have been on the Heat bandwagon quite heavily.
Well, and their hairstyle, their front office are all good looking.
Yeah, everything. And their jerseys are fire, so they got everything going for them right there. I think that, Boston, never going to like them.
Let's do this. Picking the series. We're going off hair and front office and jerseys. Who you got in the series, Derek?
I mean, you're really hurting yourself because LeBron James, terrible hairline, not happening right there. There's nobody on the Lakers that honestly spikes.
Anthony Davis,
like,
has a decent hairline.
I mean,
eyebrows.
When his rows are nice, they're nice. But I mean, other
he's
than
got
that,
a full, he's got after one
that,
eyebrow.
After that, though, it's pretty lackluster. Like, there's nobody else out there. It's like, I mean, your next best one is Danny Green. Please, that's
those
not,
Mamba jerseys, though.
That's a nice jersey, yeah. But I'm their jerseys. I think I will take the jerseys over the Miami Heat. So I know that's tough to say because Miami Heat have that great jersey. But I feel as a whole, the Lakers have a certain classic nostalgia. That gold and purple, the fact that they had gold home jerseys and purple away jerseys, it's like a giant suck it league. You know, that's what Dr. Jerry Buss was doing when he had this team going. He's like, you know what I'm doing? What I'm doing.
You've never sounded older on this show. You don't get excited anymore. You're just like, whatever. I want everyone to lose.
That would be happy for me. Right? No winners this year. LeBron James never plays basketball again, and he has to be banned from social media too. Ooh. I'll take that, actually. I'd rather have, if LeBron James could be banned from social media forever and never have to see from him again, he can win all the championships in the world.
I just wish I got one.
Do you think he would sacrifice that, though?
No.
I think he wouldn't.
No, I don't think he would. All I think the championships. He would retire tomorrow if you said you had to give up your social media.
You had to give up your social media and you can win all the championships in the world.
No.
And be better than Jordan.
No, he wouldn't.
No, he's giving it up to be better than
him. Yeah.
No, I think it's social media. I feel he is on that teat.
Speaking of LeBron and social media, never talked about Bronny smoking the devil's lettuce on Instagram.
Yeah, I feel weird talking about minors on the show.
Well, all right.
Get,
Well, I was just really hoping, you know, you see LeBron as being this, you know, charismatic and great father, you know, and like always in his kids' lives. Like, I want to see the bubble end and then see an episode where he goes home and beats Bronny, you know?
I mean,
well, not beat, maybe beat isn't the right word, but discipline, you know?
With a stick.
God. Adrian Peterson.
That was a switch.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a southern thing.
Yeah. I know what a switch is. Very aware. Let's hit up some quick rapid fire, then maybe end with some grinds my gears if we have time. Is it over? Oh, we didn't even mention this. Doc Rivers is no longer with the Clippers.
What?
Oh, yeah. We knew that was going to come. Yeah.
What? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
When did that happen?
Today.
Yeah.
They parted ways.
They parted ways.
AKA Doc,
either your brains are on this or your signature.
But he was front office as well, wasn't he?
Yeah. Not anymore.
So is that a way to try to keep Kawhi and Paul George? I mean,
I think you've also heard rumors that Paul George is out as well.
You can't with Doc Rivers.
But that's also, I've heard a rumor, is Paul George is out on his way out as well.
Well, the rumors have been that many people in that locker room, I guess Paul George was going around after the game saying, let's keep this thing together, let's bring it back next year. And from what the reports are, everyone was kind of looking at Paul George like, why don't you bring it next year? Because you were nowhere to be found. Pat Bev got in his face. These are all allegedly reports that came out after the fallout, after the Clippers had the epic collapse, being up 3-1 to a team that they should have beaten as far as on paper. But people are saying, just the reports, when the bubble started and they were going to their practices, that there just wasn't much team chemistry. The guys didn't really seem to get along. And a lot of the other teams just seemed genuinely happy to be on the court again together. And the Clippers just didn't have that energy. And there is something to be said about having some chemistry, not necessarily even having to like each other. There's been plenty of championship teams when half the team didn't like the other members of the team. But they just didn't seem to have it, obviously. So,
I mean, we should have seen it from the get-go. The moment Lou Williams went for wings over playing basketball, we should have known the Clippers are done for.
Touche.
Yeah.
Touche.
Lemon pepper Lou, baby.
So we have Mike Dunleavy and Doc Rivers now as big-time coaches that are on new job searches.
Mike Dunleavy.
Mike D'Antoni, excuse me.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel like Dunleavy could be a coach here in the next few years. But,
I mean, he was a coach.
No, Mike D'Antoni. So do you see Doc Rivers staying in the West and trying to go maybe to the Rockets and take over his kids' team again? Or,
I don't know, man. It's
Doc should go back to being a color commentator, I feel. He should just be on the sidelines. No longer coaching games.
Okay. Shouts to Calvin Black, who gave us a great Doc Rivers impression a week ago. You should listen to the podcast. Is it over for Mitch Trubisky?
It never even began, so I was going to say.
He was benched?
It never even started, so.
And then they came back and won. Big Dick Cheney Nick came in and handled business.
Yeah, scored 30 unanswered.
Yep.
Yeah, I feel like Chicago is just like one of those Philadelphia teams where you have, I mean, look at everyone last week with Philadelphia kind of on the downslope and saying we need to get Wentz out, and we paid all this money and get Wentz out, and then he comes back and takes them into overtime and they tie. But, I mean, he did put that team on their back and get them back in the chance, and now all Philadelphia is like, well, we need an offensive line now. So I feel like Chicago is one of those teams that is just looking for that excuse. You know what I mean? Before Trubisky, it was the head coach and Nagy but I just feel like it's always an excuse, and Trubisky has shown that he can be that guy, but they don't have an offensive line. They don't really have a solid weapon around him. Name a great weapon.
I told y'all from the jump, Mitchell Trubisky was never going to be the one because his name's Mitchell Trubisky, and that's just not a winning quarterback.
And name Mitchell?
Can anyone beat the Dodgers this postseason?
Yes.
Who?
The Padres.
I mean, he said the Padres good, so all right.
Do you think they will?
Honestly, the Cardinals snuck in. Do you think
the Dodgers are winning it all, Derek?
I mean, they should.
Are you excited?
We'll see.
I have a feeling that Derek, it'll come out. If the Dodgers win, it's going to be...
Even then, I'm not. Just because it's a weird year, man. It just doesn't...
Yeah,
like people
fair.
That are trying to claim that, like, oh, he's an AL Triple Crown winner in the pitching. It's like, no, you're not. You played 60 games.
Everything should have an asterisk
this year. That's why this year is just going to be... Whether they win or lose, they should win this thing. But if they lose, it's going to be like, I'm not going to like par for the course. And if they win, it's not going to be like, oh, yeah, we finally got our World Series. When it's like, did we really? We didn't, though.
Yeah, shout out to the Astros, by the way, that did not make the playoffs this year and had a collective batting average.
They made it.
They made it?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, they made it.
What?
They had a losing record.
Their collective
teams.
Batting average is less than 260.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
It's bad.
You should see, their lineup comparatively, so it really kind of shows you that they
were cheating.
They got used to that. They got used to that.
The vibration.
That can.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Well, that's going to do it for us. It's been real.
Padres over Dodgers.
Next Monday, same time, same place. Make sure you download the pod and follow us on